right.
Supervisors will convene. Supervisor Chris, would you lead us in the flag salute?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Chaplain Bradley, good to have you here today, sir.
Heavenly Father, we gather today. We come with thanksgiving because we just appreciate all that you do and how you are part of our lives and part of our world. And Father, we've just finished the summer. I'm sure many people busy with lots of things. Labor Day weekend, I'm reminded of all those who work hard in our county to provide a living for their families, to be supportive of government. And I pray today as our Board of Supervisors conduct their business that all will be done, that it will be supportive and encouraging to those who work. Thank you for our county employees. Thank you for the service industries and the first responders. We're truly grateful for the big job that they have and their faithfulness to it. And Father, in all these things, we just express our gratitude. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Yes, Wendy.
All righty. First off, the board will be convening today as members of the Flood Control and Water Conservation District, In-Home Supportive Services Public Authority, and Siskiyou Power Authority, and receives no additional compensation. Okay. All right, so roll call. Supervisor Hupp?
Present.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Here.
Supervisor Chris?
Present.
Supervisor Ogren?
Present.
And Supervisor Kopseff?
Here.
Thank you.
So this agenda is going to be a little dicey today. I'll just call it that way. It's going to be hit and miss because of who am I going to call upon? Either one of you two can do it jointly. It doesn't matter.
So I can start.
Okay.
You can do cleanup. So technical difficulties with the county's website made written materials associated with agenda items on today's agenda inaccessible to both the board members and the public prior to this meeting. However, the agenda itself was posted and accessible 72 hours in advance of the meeting in compliance with the Brown Act. While the board may choose to discuss or act on certain matters by receiving today written materials at the same time as the public, the board also has the option to continue items to the September 17th meeting. For any hearings the board desires to continue, I would recommend opening them and continuing them to a date certain so that there doesn't need to be re-noticing.
Okay.
And if you have to add.
No, bravo.
Okay.
Excellent.
All right. So if there's anyone here for the hearings on item 13 B, C, and D, we will be opening them and continuing them, but I don't want you to hang out just to hear that. We will be doing item 13 A, which is the Shasta Valley Cemetery District. So just so you have heads up. All right, so with that, we're going to go to item four, presentations from the public. And before I get started for the board, I have a highlighted in my agenda anyway, those items that need to be heard today. If there is time requested to recess that you might review some of these, most of them are, how do I say,
standard
in form, so but they have to be done today. So, depending on how the board wishes to go, once we get to those items, we'll either recess or continue on with the item itself. So, with that, we're going to go to a public comment. This time slot is for information from the public. No action or discussion will be conducted on matters presented at this time. You will be allowed 3 minutes for your presentation. Written comments can be presented, if so desired, by providing a minimum of 7 copies to the clerk. When addressing the board, please state your name for the record prior to providing your comments. Please address the board as a whole through the chair. Comments should be limited to matters within the jurisdiction of the board. And in-house, I have one so far, Corey Hayden. Tanya Douts, and I think it's is it Gil Robertson?
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, and thank you so much for just a moment of your time. Tanya Douts with the Siskiyou Economic Development Council.
We're going to have to use your time. This one went off.
No. Oh, we're going to be using that timer.
Well,
oh, excellent.
Now it's going
this
again.
One's given us.
I'm confident that we will come in well under 3 minutes.
Okay, thank you.
Just here to share with you that the fall is a very busy season for us and to implement our work as we strive to bring programs and opportunities and resources to the businesses of Siskiyou County. And on that note, I have coalesced teammates to join me this morning and share a couple of quick announcements. So I'm joined by my teammates Corey Hayden and Gillis Robertson. And Gillis is also new to our team, leading up our agriculture programs.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. It's so nice to see everyone today. I'm here to share about a workshop we're bringing for agriculture producers. It's something we brought to the area before. This is two workshops led by Dave Pratt, who is a nationally significant expert in helping farmers and ranchers plan the succession and the profitable success of their businesses. And so right now we are providing communication materials and outreach to make sure local producers know about the two opportunities that are coming this fall. They are September 26th and 27th, full day sessions from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. and then also October 11th and 12th. And the two workshops will be unique, so producers can attend both at no cost, and these are a very high value opportunity. Some of our local producers have attended these across the country, and it's a great privilege and honor to have these two workshops right here in Siskiyou County for Siskiyou producers. And I'm going to introduce my colleague, Gillis Robertson. Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Nice to meet you all. My name is Gillis Robertson. I've been primarily working on a grant we got through CDFA for healthy soils promotion in agriculture throughout the county, which provides grants of up to $200,000 to producers in across the county to do healthy soils practices, things like compost application, no-till drilling and things like that, cover cropping, all that sort of stuff. So we've been really a great amount of applications so far. People have been really excited about the program. Continues to accept applications until the funds run out. We have about $4 million to spend across the county, and that's $200,000 per applicant. As expected, the summer was a bit of a slump because everyone's busy on the field. But as we go into fall, we'll be looking into more applicants coming through the door. So great. Glad to be here with Tanya and Corey, and thanks again for taking our comment.
Thank you. Before you sit down, I sit on the First Five Commission, and it came up at our last meeting about farmers markets trying to educate they deal mainly with 0 to 5 in our population, years of age, sorry. And I suggested that they reach out to EDC, and you might reach out to Karen Potts with regard to a partnership, with regard to, independent produce versus where does our food come from? Even starting, education on home gardening or something to that effect. But anyway.
I know Karen and I would love to reach out and connect around our Siskiyou Farm Co. work and local products and the network of the farmers markets. Thanks, Michael.
Perfect. Thank you. Anyone else in-house for public comment? Anyone online?
Showing none online.
Okay, I'm going to give it a minute because there's usually a delay factor. Nothing online. All right. So we're going to move on to item 5. The items that that need to be done today on item 5 is 5C, 5D, 5E, and Q. The rest we will move to our next meeting, September 17th.
Correct.
So I'm looking to the board. Are there any of these items
I usually don't.
Through the chair, I'm sorry, Supervisor Chris. Through the chair, Angela Davis, County Administrator. I just wanted to also make notice that the documents are on the front table for anyone in the audience that would like to review those documents, that they are available to the public at the same time.
Thank you. Supervisor Chris?
Yeah, I usually don't pull out consent, but I was going to pull Madison Lake Highlands.
So that one?
D.
It's already, we're going to, those are the ones, that's one of the ones that we're going to talk about. Yeah.
We are going to talk about all those, the ones you pulled.
Those that I just named.
Correct.
Thank you.
And I'll name them again. 5C, 5D, 5E, and 5Q are what would be on today's agenda. The rest are going to the 17th. Okay? So, we'll start with, we can recess and take some time to get, you can go over that. Okay, all right. So, we're going to recess for 10 minutes, okay?
Okay.